W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to North Carolina today to observe hurricane recovery efforts as FEMA Administrator Marianne Tierney spoke this morning about the federal government's efforts.
To date, FEMA has provided has received over 27,000 applications, which have been approved, and has provided over $27 million statewide. Specifically in Buncombe County, 14,000 applications have been approved, and over $12 million has been dispersed to disaster survivors.
Hard-hit Buncombe County still has more than 70,000 power outages. Former President Donald Trump's criticized the Biden administration's hurricane response. It's 1 month from Election Day, and he returns today to Butler, Pennsylvania, for a rally at the scene of the attempt on his life in July. The Middle East is on edge as an Israeli military official tells ABC the IDF is preparing for a significant response to the Iranian missile attack earlier this week. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court convenes Monday for a new term. A recent Gallup poll finds 43% of Americans have a favorable view of the court. That's a near record low. This term, the court's expecting to hear cases on issues relating to ghost guns, suits against gun companies, and transgender policies. The Los Angeles County District Attorney says he's going to review new evidence in the murder convictions of Lyle and Eric Menendez, convicted of killing their parents in 1989. Their lawyers produced new evidence, a letter written by Eric telling a relative he and his brother had been sexually abused by their father. Criminal defense attorney Bernarda Villalonia says that defense was not accepted at the time.
Back in the 80s and early 90s, it wasn't something that could be accepted. I think if it would have been like female defendants that were on trial and they were claiming that they were sexually abused by their father, that was more accepting than to hear males or boys being sexually abused by another male.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Greg Bach, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new poll shows nearly half of Wisconsin voters stopped talking about politics with friends, family, and coworkers because clashing points of view make it too hard. Mike Moan reports.
46% of voters in the latest Marquette Law School poll said personal interactions were halted by differences of opinion about the candidates. That sentiment is higher than the past two election cycles. Voter Jane Gomez of suburban Milwaukee suggests there's a disrespectful tone that starts with the campaigns and trickles down to the voters themselves.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
Gomez, a conservative who plans to vote for Donald Trump this fall, says her mind can be changed when there's a thoughtful approach to civic engagement. In the race for the White House, the Marquette poll shows Kamala Harris leading Trump by 4 percentage points. The head-to-head matchup results are consistent with the school's early September poll. The survey also indicates there's a lot of enthusiasm among Wisconsin voters. Elsewhere in the Midwest, Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she'll be voting for Kamala Harris in November. She says she isn't a big fan of politics, but her concerns about Donald Trump are enough to motivate her to support the Democratic ticket.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just sees himself.
Orridge suggests preserving democracy is a major priority as she looks ahead to the election. She views voting as a duty for people who are serious about enacting the political change they believe in. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a little bit breezy, slight chance of a thunderstorm, and a high near 70 degrees. For tonight, showers and storms are likely. We'll see breezy conditions with a low of 44. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, highs of 55, and Monday, sunny and 62.
It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Bringing us in on Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop to learn everything you need to know about Wisconsin's great outdoors. Man, what a week. Once hunting season starts here in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, I'm just like a
Jack,
mushy
nonstop
puddle, Jack, 24/7. I can't speak correctly. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Raised in Wisco. We are all about the great outdoors of the state of Wisconsin, and Danielle Fairman is sitting at my side as she was a few minutes ago in the goose blind. We're going to get to that just a minute. My name's Joel Clayfish. Today on the show, we've got Adam Andler, who's part of the Midwest Kayak Bass Club. I apologize if you think you heard that wrong, but you did not. Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
Yeah, that's
like
a thing.
Like four different words that should not go
no,
together.
They should all go together.
You know,
this year has been my year for kayak bass fishing. So this is,
oh my gosh,
we are tuning, we are reeling it back. You know, haha, I did the first dad joke.
You reel it in, Danielle.
We're reeling it back to bass fishing. And I know it was just a southern duck opener, which was absolutely fantastic. I got a duck. So
I have not shot, I take that back. I got some ducks during the early teal season, but
yes,
I have not shot a duck during the regular season. And Calvin Butenhoff filling in for our producer, Jess. Now, Calvin, no offense. I mean, you're great, and we used to have you in the past, but we love producer Jess. So we have high expectations for you today. I just want you to know that. This show has high expectations for the producer because Jess has really brought it to the next level.
Yeah, Jess is fantastic. I will do my best to live up to the quality that she says.
I'm sure you'll be great. Have you ever kayaked, Calvin?
I have never kayaked.
I was just going to say, who has never kayaked?
Well,
you surprised me, Calvin.
I'm gonna the one experience I had with kayak. You know I loathe kayaks, right?
Oh yeah, sideways.
I mean,
sideways,
no offense to you,
sideways,
Adam Andler.
Bananas.
Adam
always.
Andler, who is Adam Sandler without the S. You even kind of look a little like Adam Sandler, if I'm going to be honest.
He's nodding his head yes.
Well,
is that a common thing?
When Adam Sandler, what movie was it? He had that kind of like that, like shaded in pencil thin mustache going. Adam Andler's got that. You know, I say
I
Adam
no
Andler, and
movie.
I think of Adam Sandler, but I also think of Adam Ant.
Who's
you know
Adam
who Adam Ant is?
No.
I did get that when I worked at Ace Hardware. A few of the older employees did actually make
called
that
you Adam
comment,
Ant.
Too. Yep.
He was like that song, "Don't drink, don't smoke, what do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke, what do you know what? You know what?
Nope,
Calvin,
I do not know that
producer
song at
Calvin,
all.
You're going to have to fire up some Adam Ant. What was that song? Sudden innuendo follow, must be something inside. What song was that? What song was that? You're going to know it once he plays it.
Probably.
Well, so Raised in Wisco, one of the cool things we do on the show is our weekly Wisco, which is our experience in the outdoors of Wisconsin. The problem with when it's hunting season, when hunting season starts, and now we've got goose, duck, deer, turkey, bear, What are you doing over
there? I'm pointing at my phone.
Can you focus on the show, please? Can you please focus on the show, Danielle?
I have notes in my phone.
Danielle,
I need my
the
phone.
Show happens here, Joel. Over here. You have notes. We've got, I named all the things that we can hunt in Wisconsin, and fishing is open. Bass fishing, game fishing, muskie.
Yep.
Northern. Now, we're going to talk about kayaks. I call them sideways bananas.
You are so excited about this, Joel.
Well, I have a recurring dream that I get trapped underwater in a kayak.
Wait, is this a kayak or is this a canoe?
A kayak.
A kayak's
one with the hole in it.
So yes.
Canoes. I have my canoeing merit badge. I was a Boy Scout. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. I have a canoeing merit badge. I can canoe as good as with the best of them. Kayaking is a whole other animal. And all I remember when I was a kid, and Adam, feel free to chip in here. I want to know. You're the expert. You're the resident expert on kayaking. You have a shirt that says Midwest Kayak Bass Club. So this is huge. Those sideways bananas, man, they scare the heck out of me because you get yourself in a hole. Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, there is a reason if you watch my Facebook and anything like that, if you watch the show, you see me like from chest up. And that's because my worst asset is this, my little ring around the collar of my belt, my muffin top. I mean, yes, it's bought and paid for, but I mean, look, okay, if you're watching Facebook, I have a little Wisconsin belly on me. I do.
All of us do.
I have a dad
do.
Bod.
We all
I have a dad bod.
Dad bods are in, it's all right.
And so I'm worried that I'm going to get in a kayak and I'm going to squish my middle section, my belly, into the hole. And then the kayak's going to flip and I'm going to be stuck and it'd be like.
You did.
Like, what's that sound? I would have to like pull myself
like
up.
Like a suction cup in there?
Like yeah. Like,
okay.
That's the sound I'm like.
You're making it sound like they have not upgraded the kayak style since whenever this dream started. I have not been in a kayak with a hole in the middle since.
What do you mean? Kayaks don't have holes in the middle anymore?
No, they do not.
What the hell do they have? So far, it's unbelievable. I mean, like the one I used, it's called the Old Town Sportsman Autopilot 136. It's basically a boat.
Okay.
It has.
God, are you Gen Z?
I am 1995.
So that's
95?
Right on the cusp.
Yep.
That's like the
29.
Cusp of Gen Z and millennial, right?
Yeah. Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's how you describe. You're telling me about a kayak, which is basically a planer board with a hole in it.
An old town pedal kayak.
It's the generation 2450 super pedal.
It is the
blanching.
Greatest thing ever. And now I don't even use an actual paddle. I use my foot paddles.
I don't even
use
that.
Pedal bike.
I just have the remote. I have the autopilot, so I do it all on the remote, and I can steer the trolling motor and everything.
And they're
extremely
sturdy.
Super sturdy. I stand up the whole time.
Calvin, are you buying any of this, buddy?
Yeah.
I mean, for real. Are you buying that you can stand up in a kayak?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't believe it, except for the fact that I've seen videos on the internet, and it looks pretty slick.
Yeah? Are they camouflage?
They have
yes.
a bunch of different color patterns. The new one this year is Fire Tiger, actually, like
Rawr.
The fishing lure. So.
Okay. Danielle, please don't ever do that again. I'm somewhere between blushing and the hair on my arm standing up from discomfort. I mean, okay, well, I'm going to say maybe.
Oh, well, bam. See, here's a pitch. Well,
maybe.
Bit of a picture.
This is radio, Danielle.
I know. I'm
going to
show the
camera.
People
can't see your pictures on radio.
If they
okay,
can,
it's
if
a kayak
watch.
Where Danielle's pedaling the kayak. So
yeah.
I want to talk about, have you been in a kayak this last week? Either
me?
One of you?
No, not
no.
this last week.
No, I have not either.
Okay, but so let's do our weekly Wisco. My weekly Wisco was the duck season opener.
Oh, yes.
And I'm wearing my lanyard with calls on it because my weekly Wisco was actually hunting with Danielle. And I don't know if I should be excited about the fact that I got to hunt with you, Danielle, today or disappointing because it's the only hunt this year I've gone on where I got skunked.
You were not super positive about this field either. You said.
Well, I didn't.
I mean, maybe you took it to a bogey field.
So no. Why would I waste my time? I went out there. I set up all the decoys because you were at work and you had to show up after work. I set up all the decoys, dragged the stuff out there. I mean, it was hard, hot, sweaty. I wouldn't do that.
Nasty 80-degree day.
So Danielle and I, and just to be fair. There's two ways to hunt geese. You can traffic them, and that's go in an area where you think they're trafficking, or that term is meant from like there's traffic of geese around, or you can hunt an X, and the X means that's a place they're going, you know, fairly regularly. So you're hunting an X.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who aren't really into waterfowl hunting, that's kind of the two terms that are used. And you know, Raised in Wisco is nothing if not an educational show. So we want to help you with that. And so I'm out there with Danielle. And all of a sudden, we kind of look, and there's two geese coming.
Oh, yes.
And they're coming, and they're, like, bent over, like, they're coming to our spread.
Okay.
And here's the weird part. I get out there, and I brought an entire case with me. I walked about a quarter mile with this case, which I thought were silhouettes. Turned out they were socks. A sock decoy, for those who don't know, has a little head on it. And then it's basically like a balloon that the wind is supposed to keep inflated while you're hunting. Well, I think they're crap, to be honest with you. I don't like them at all, but I just walked a quarter mile with them and didn't have the other decoys. So I set up the sock decoy. So I'm sitting out there in what looks like, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like there's white and black balloons.
Yes, I could see that. That's kind of exactly what it feels like. White and black
and these two geese are coming, and they're coming right toward our spread and basically see the socks, the sock decoys. And just beeline away from us. I mean, I thought my calling was all right. And they like look down there like, map, no way. Bleh, that looks horrible. What are those balloons? Danger, Will Robinson. All of a sudden they veer over to the side of the field and bang, they're shooting. They're shooting at the other side of the field. Some guy came into the corner of the field and set up. We didn't even realize it. And he's shooting.
Some silhouettes like, over there.
Toward us. I mean, to be fair, he was 320 yards away, but as we know, as practiced, you know, hunters and who are very concerned about safety, you do not
shoot
fire in the direction of anybody. And BBs and pellets can certainly go 400 yards. Now, are they going to harm something at that distance? No, they're not. But it was a little taken aback when I heard the gunshots.
I thought they were closer. Gunshots were absolutely closer. But I'm still disappointed that he missed both of them, too. He did miss
the geese that were coming in.
And he also picked up afterwards. So maybe he thought the socks were real geese.
Maybe he thought the socks were geese.
Because he set up afterwards.
I don't know. It was just one of those scenarios where I heard the gunshots and like all of a sudden I was like, holy cow, what's going on here? Now, the interesting thing is I waved the goose flag.
You did.
So that he would know we were there. Which again, just this is another example of why you have to be so careful when you're out there in the beginning of seasons. People are getting out there. That's my weekly Wisco. But I have to say, Danielle, any time I hunt with you is a great time.
Oh, we were definitely laughing and smiling a lot.
We solved the world's problems. I can't wait. We're going to talk to Adam Adler.
We did see a lot of geese, though.
We saw a lot of geese. They just didn't want to come to our field, and they hated those socks. Adam Adler is going to talk to us about kayaking and fishing while he's doing it, which is kind of fascinating to me. Then we're going to get into kayaking and hunting. He works for Sherper's Outdoor Adventure Store, which I love too. Special place in my heart. And we got fish tacos
yes,
for the recipe
we
of the
do.
Week. It's going to be awesome.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco on all your Civic Media stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Don't forget, early voting and absentee ballot voting is available now. Make sure your voice is heard. You know, you hear a lot of different opinions and philosophies on Civic Media on your 13 stations throughout Wisconsin. Make sure that you make an informed decision when it comes to your vote. Get involved, get your ballot, and vote. If you like what we're talking about, make sure those you're going to elect believe the same things you do to enjoy the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. I'm Joel Clayfish. That is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Adams. Now, see, if you just do a soft S in there, it does sound like Adam Sandler. Adam Andler not only works for one of the greatest outdoor stores in the Midwest, Sherper's Outdoor Adventure Store, and the Sherper family has been so kind to me for so many years. I have to tell you, Rob Sherper, this is a true story. He must have been like 10 or 11 years old. I lived on Okauchee Lake at the time. It's the middle of winter. I see this little figurine walking across the ice.
Yes.
And it knocks on my back door at my house. And he's like, can Mr. Clayfish go fishing? And it was a 10 or 11-year-old Rob Sherper. And my wife's like, Joel, there is a miniature person here asking you to go fishing. And I was like, heck yeah, man. And Rob Sherper and I became friends, fast friends, and we've been friends ever since. And Sherper's Outdoor Adventure Store is your one-stop shop, like this show is, to get everything you need for the great outdoors. Adam Andler is with us. Danielle.
Joel.
So my weekly Wisco was hunting with you today.
Today.
And it was the
right
only
before the
first,
show.
The first hunt I've had since the goose season opened that we got skunked. But we did have some action. We did have some geese.
We saw quite a few geese.
Well, it's a huge highway. You know, the north side of Oconomowoc is a huge flyway. Had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
What's your weekly Wisco? What
My
did you
weekly
do this
Wisco
week?
Is duck hunting. I went out with Josh.
Right.
We were going to...
Now, who's Josh? Who's this Josh you speak of?
If you guys have been listening before, Josh is my boyfriend.
Josh is Danielle's boyfriend. Josh is you're robbing the cradle. He's like 10 years younger than you, though, right?
Younger? Sure.
Oh, that's right. He's 10 years older than you.
Yep, it's great. It's fantastic. So and I'm loving every minute of it.
Well, I just love the fact that you've got a friend and partner who you love to go hunting with and share hunting with. That's
about
as good as
it gets. It's really
it
exciting because he is not much of a waterfowl hunter. He is more of a whitetail and predator hunter. And
okay.
So we went out there, out to public land in the Dousman area, and the spot where we're going was littered with people, just completely littered. You can look out there and you see them standing. So, let's just try a different spot right away. And we went out to a different spot, and there was only one other vehicle there, and they flushed the birds towards us, and we were able to shoot. But this was the first time Josh saw Bandit, my dog, retrieve a duck completely blind. He had no idea where the bird dropped, and he
wow.
said it was the greatest thing watching
That's
a dog
awesome.
Work. He has not hunted with a dog.
That is so
So that was his first time, and it was all for Bandit for me. And
very cool.
Just getting out there
I think
and finally
dogs
shooting
work
a duck
is just as exciting as actually killing something
and
yourself.
The one thing that gets me with Bandit is his teeth chatter. Every time he hears a gunshot, he's like, He starts chattering, just shaking nonstop, like he's
because he's so excited.
Yes, yep. It's oh,
people think
such
a lot
thrill.
Of times they have the misconception that dogs are nervous when they're shaking or they're uncomfortable. That shaking is actual just incitement, excitement,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
people don't realize dogs are hunters. Cats are hunters. Dogs are hunters. They are predators in the wild, and mm-hmm. that is still in their blood. That is mm-hmm. part of their genetic makeup. And when they get to go do it, they love it. They absolutely love it.
And, yeah, I haven't hunted with him since last season. So
you've killed a wood duck. You killed a wood duck, and you killed a couple mallards,
yep,
correct?
Correct.
Heck,
very
yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It was great breakfast.
I have yet to kill a mallard or a wood duck this season. I've really got the number on the geese. I've had the number of the geese this year, though. I've had
an unbelievable season.
Adam Andler, do you hunt, Adam?
I do not.
You don't? Well, we're going to have to get you
started. He has a couple
picture
of ducks right here, though.
And I know, we're going to get to that, too.
And I'm very excited.
Adam's an award-winning photographer in addition to running the Midwest Kayak and Bass Club. What the heck is that about? What's that about? I mean, I can guess. It's got to have to do with kayaking and fishing.
So I actually do not run it. I can't take the credit for that. Jacob Ruff, he is the one in charge of it. I'm just along for the ride. And
I actually met Jacob Ruffy at a gas station in Dousman.
He's a really good
Josh
guy.
Josh kind of sort of works with him. So Josh was working at Fairhaven in
Josh
Whitewater.
Josh is Danielle's boyfriend, for those of you who are not following. So for all the texts I constantly get asking, is Danielle single? I'm just going to go right out there and say it right now.
I am not
Danielle
single.
Danielle is not single.
We move
anymore.
To the next stage. I'm moving in.
Okay.
Ooh, I moved in.
Now we're talking.
I don't want to talk about
it. Sorry. No, we're not talking about this.
I don't
want to
talk
about
that topic because you and
so
I
happy.
Disagree on that one. We disagree.
Do.
That's okay.
Okay, back to the kayak.
Now let's talk about the Midwest kayaking, the Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
So it's been around for 10 years, actually. I just got on board with it this year. I fished one tournament last year for them. And then this year, Jake came to me. He wanted Sherpers to sponsor it. And of course, with working at Sherpers, I came to Nate and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? If you sponsor it, I will, you know, fish all the events. I will show up. I will be there to help support and run it.
Twist your arm a little bit,
yeah,
right? That sounds
exactly.
horrible.
Is this just this tournament is, you have to do it in a kayak?
Yes.
Yep, you have to do it in a kayak, and it's grown. I mean, it's become huge over the past
few years.
Like, how
do you mean? Where does it go? How many people are in it?
It depends. I mean, they're all in Wisconsin. All the tournaments are in the state of Wisconsin. We actually have quite a few members from Illinois. We have a couple guys from Iowa, so it does expand to the Midwest.
From Illinois.
Yep.
Your face says it all, Joel.
Well, I hope they have to pay extra when they come here and fish. Do they have to pay extra?
No.
No, but
not.
They are contributing to the great state of Wisconsin, Travel
that's
Wisconsin,
yep.
and our tourism industry, so that's good. I say it in jest. You know, if the Packers are out of it, I actually root for the Bears, the oldest two teams in football. So this is how many people belong to the Midwest Kayak Bass Club?
So usually for each tournament, I mean, this past year was great. We averaged about 50 a tournament.
Holy
wow.
cow.
Mm-hmm. So I'm part of the Catch and Release Bass Club, but which is out of just boats.
Okay.
There's usually only about 20 boats, and we go to, I'm going to say, like 15 different lakes a season.
Gotcha.
Is that the same for kayak fishing?
So we had 6 events last year, and it's going to grow up to probably 7 this year.
Nice.
So.
Wow. That sounds awesome. Well, I'm interested to hear about that, and I want to hear. Adam Andler's going to tell us about these award-winning photographs he's taken, and I want to hear more about this kayak. I'm actually getting interested in if I can run a kayak with a remote control. Do I actually have to be in the kayak?
Actually, no. Technically,
no.
Not.
Is there a way to fish from shore while the kayak just goes on?
I guess you could troll like that.
That's
going to
be exciting. And I can't wait to talk about our recipe on Raised in Wisco.
Let's go.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris travels to North Carolina today to observe hurricane recovery efforts as FEMA Administrator Marianne Tierney spoke this morning about the federal government's efforts.
To date, FEMA has provided over 27 thousand applications, which have been approved, and has provided over $27 million statewide. Specifically in Buncombe County, 14,000 applications have been approved, and over $12 million has been dispersed to disaster survivors.
Hard-hit Buncombe County still has more than 70,000 power outages. Former President Donald Trump's criticized the Biden administration's hurricane response. It's 1 month from Election Day, and he returns today to Butler, Pennsylvania, for a rally at the scene of the attempt on his life in July. The Middle East is on edge as an Israeli military official tells ABC the IDF is preparing for a significant response to the Iranian missile attack earlier this week. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin football team is looking to find its winning ways once again as they battle Purdue today. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell said they've got depth at running back.
I don't know that you can play four and five running backs. We've got to focus in on, hey, who's going to be one, who's going to be the next guy, and then who's the spare. And I just don't, it doesn't give them an opportunity to get into rhythms. Chez being one of those guys, Tywee being another one. So we're going to have to figure it out.
Today's game kicks off at 11 a.m. You can listen to it on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK on the Civic Media Network. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they take on the L.A. Rams tomorrow. Kickoff is after 3 p.m. The Milwaukee Bucks wrapped up training camp yesterday. They'll take on the Detroit Pistons to open up the preseason tomorrow with a tip time of 7 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a little bit breezy, slight chance of a thunderstorm, and a high near 70 degrees. For tonight, showers and storms are likely. We'll see breezy conditions with a low of 44. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, highs of 55, and Monday, sunny and 62.
Right now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop in the great state of Wisconsin on all your Civic Media stations Saturdays at 11 o'clock. I'm Joel Clayfish. That is Danielle Fairman. Adam Andler is here with us from the Midwest Kayak Bass Club. This show is so fascinating to me because I love Wisconsin. I love the great outdoors.
You do.
And we have all of these wackadoos. I mean,
wackadoos.
All of these awesome people who come in and explain things. You know, when you are as involved in the outdoors as we are, Danielle, you think you've heard it all, and you absolutely have not.
Have not.
You have not heard it all. And now today, I'm taking a step forward. I'm coming out today and saying that I may consider stepping foot in a kayak.
Oh,
all right.
Really? I really think you need to.
Kelvin, I may need some moron support to do this. Kelvin, I'm thinking of actually kayaking. Is that something you think that maybe you'd try? And I have to say, all I'm going to say is Jess, our producer, our beloved producer who we love, who has the week off this week, she is going to try turkey hunting with us this year. So I think maybe the thing that you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, so I'm going to ask you on the radio
on the
with
spot,
thousands
Kelvin.
Of people listening, would you be willing to try getting in a kayak? Would you do that with us? Because I'm going to.
Yeah, I would try it 100%. Two summers ago, my dad and I had a boat and did some fishing, so I got some poles sitting in the garage.
Heck just yes,
awesome.
Kelvin.
Yeah, sweet. Kelvin. Kelvin's going to try Midwest Kayak Bass. That's a mouthful. Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin is going to try it. I'm going to try it. We're going to report to you guys. We've got a lot of really exciting firsts that we're working on right now. I've got the air gun, the air shotgun that we're going to try killing a turkey with.
What's my new first?
What do you mean, what's your new first? You're the one who did noodling and kayaking.
That was years ago.
You've done tons of firsts before me, Danielle. I don't know. Find a first, I guess. What are you yelling at me about? The world's your oyster, Danielle.
It is. I think my new first is going to be buying a camera.
Okay.
Because Adam has inspired me because I was creeping him on Facebook.
That's the term the kids use. I just want to
creeping.
Be clear.
Mm-hmm.
Creeping someone on Facebook does
it is
not
my
generation.
Bad thing.
If you use the word creep, yeah. creepy, or creeping, there's not many things you can say worse about somebody than they're creepy, they're creeping, they're a creep, and then you guys use this term
just,
like it's just, you know,
just a regular
conversation.
Yes.
Kelvin, you're a Gen Z-er, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
If someone says, I was creeping your Facebook, does that mean they're creepy or they're doing something creepy?
Well, I mean, I guess it's sort of creepy, but I guess if you don't have any, like, it seems like Adam had some great wildlife pictures. So if in that case, I don't think it's creepy.
Okay, well, okay. How it all
Danielle,
started
I don't
was...
think Danielle can be. I don't think Danielle is capable of creepiness.
No.
Under any circumstance.
Not
so
one
when
bit.
She says I'm, but I have to be careful because a lot of these words you hear them and then my generation doesn't exactly know what they mean. So, like, I will use a word, and my daughters will look at me like, Dad, don't ever say that again, because that is not what it means.
No.
So, like, I started using chuggy all over the place, I want to be clear. Why are you laughing, Kelvin? Kelvin, why are you laughing?
It's just very specific.
What does chuggy mean? Chuggy means, like, gross or bad, right?
I guess.
Uncomfortable.
So, yeah.
Weird.
It's one of those words that I don't actually know, like, an actual definition.
Look up sure. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary, this baby.
And then skibbity. That's another
skibbity
one
doo.
That the kids are
that one's like the young kids. That's the like
young
middle
kids.
Schoolers these days.
Sus. That's another
oh,
one.
I've heard that one.
Adam.
Chuggy is defined as the opposite of trendy.
Oh. So, like, out of fashion, out of touch.
Yes.
Not in vogue.
That's chuggy.
That was a term we used in the 90s. That's so
okay.
in vogue.
So back to his Facebook profile.
Yeah, so you're creeping on.
I will. I don't know the word to use.
Creeping.
Creeping. So creepy.
So his profile picture is an ice fishing picture, correct? In your clam ice fishing team.
Yep.
So that's another thing he is part of. So he is a big ice fisherman, which I know you want to get out there so bad right now, Joel.
I love ice fishing. I love it. Because it's cold and not hot.
Coming soon, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Not too soon. Let's not get it here
Let's
too
pump
soon.
Pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes. Adam, you got a great personality. You do. You're kind of a radio dude.
I actually, one of my dreams when I was very young was to be a radio DJ. I've always thought I've had a good voice for it. Like people would hear it
you
and
do
instantly
have a distinctive
recognize
voice.
That it's me.
Okay, Danielle, I'm sorry. I can't help it. Adam's just chiming in here, and he's pretty funny.
And
so.
It's always great when guests
he
chime
was
in.
Singing.
So please, just completely
Jiggy
chime
doogie
in.
Doogie
oh, my God.
I'm going fishing. Jiggy doogie doo. What
the pictures,
were the seasons?
These pictures that you have, I was looking, and it says that you were at the Walworth County Fair. It was your first entry of Walworth County Fair for multiple different divisions, correct?
That is correct.
So why did you start doing that, and why did you go to Walworth? I would not think fair when I started taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair. Why fair? Where did that come from?
My girlfriend, Beth, she actually lives near Delavan, or grew up near Delavan, I should say. She lives in Milwaukee now. But her family is from Delavan, and they love the Walworth County Fair. They've been going for years, and I went with her last year, and I went into one of the big buildings, and they just had hundreds of these photos. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I was thinking to myself, like, wow, I could really do well here. You know, seeing some of the quality of the photos, I mean, obviously there were some great entries and everything, but I thought to myself, like, wow, this would be a great opportunity to see if I actually am talented and could win, potentially. So I thought I would try it this year, and lo and behold, I did.
See, my struggle with is I love taking pictures as well, but as you and I were talking before the show, I like taking pictures on my phone, because phones have great quality pictures.
Yep.
And you can zoom. We were, Joel Clayfish and I were zooming, figuring out who was hunting in the corner and where they were setting up, and my phone zoomed in a lot farther than his, the difference between Android and iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the pictures we were taking, the sunset, Joel got some gorgeous pictures of the sunset.
Okay.
But then you relay that to a camera. How did you How did you figure out what camera to purchase?
So
this is brand new to you, right?
Yeah, this is totally new. It was actually a present to myself this past year for my birthday. I've always wanted one, and like I said to you earlier, the quality on the phone just never could do it justice, and I wanted that crispness and to be able to get a really nice shot. And it actually started this winter with the bad ice season. I actually
Horrible ice season.
Went
out twice.
Yeah, it was rough for a lot of us. But I started taking up the photography, going downtown Milwaukee to the McKinley Marina and seeing all the waterfall down there.
Mm-hmm.
And became like super interested in all the different birds, the golden eyes and the Megansers and everything that was down there. And I was trying to get as close as I could, like sneaking in the grass to get as close as I possibly could with my phone to get these pictures. And it just never did it justice. So I'm like, you know what, this year I'm going to buy a camera. And I went to Arts on 76th Street and I bought a used Nikon, and I've been in love with it ever since.
You still have the same one?
Yep.
And those are, the Nikon's the one you took all these award-winning pictures with?
Yes.
And this is the, you have blue-winged teals?
Yep.
And that was the
big winner.
That was the big winner. You had different categories. It was, I don't remember what I creeped on your profile about, but
there, I actually submitted 10 photos, but I really wanted to do the birds and the wild animals. Those were the two I had by far the most pictures of, but you're only allowed one entry.
Mm.
So it was very hard to limit it down because I have so many different birds, from eagles to turkeys to all the different ducks, geese, sandhill cranes, blue herons. I mean, anything and everything. I got it already this first year. And nice. I mean, we can only go up from here. But for the first year ever doing this, I was very impressed.
Yeah, I think what this show shows, I mean, I think we have the opportunity here on Raised in Wisco. You know, we're broadcast throughout the state on 13 stations on your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. We have the opportunity to take somebody who's not really into the outdoors and show them that the sky is the limit. And here's another example. I can't even, in my brain, my brain's giant and it's all over the joint. And I can't even fathom all of the different things you can do outside in Wisconsin. And something, I mean, for me, I love hunting, fishing, I love camping, cooking. But I never thought of like sitting with a camera and trying to capture just these award-winning, stunningly beautiful photos. And here's a guy who's won a contest and he's a guest on the show.
First time he's ever entered.
And mm-hmm. if we do anything on the show, we want to give you as listeners an idea of something that might sound fantastic to you to get out into the outdoors and do. And what a cool thing. I mean, you're relatively new to this, Adam.
Seriously, I mean, it's only been a couple months doing it.
And it's what a beautiful picture and so sharp those photographs are. So if you're maybe not the biggest outdoor enthusiast and you have a camera and you've taken some beautiful pictures, give yourself a shot. Get out there and do this because these photos are just absolutely glorious. I mean, that snake, he's got a snake photo. And I have an odd relationship with snakes.
Do you? Oh boy.
I do. Well, I had.
Why is it odd?
Well, I've been a snake owner. I've been a snake owner for about 15 years in my life. A lot of people don't know this. I don't currently own a snake, but I've owned snakes. It started in college when my fraternity brothers bought me a snake and named it Brahmin. And, which is odd because I ate a lot of ramen
that's
in college.
That's exactly what I
that's
thought
not
of.
The snake's name wasn't ramen. It was Brahmin. It was a ball python. And I had snakes since then. And I actually, when Becky and I first got married, we had a snake in our house.
I used to have a snake too.
Yeah.
It was,
did you? What kind?
It was a 6-foot red-tailed boa.
Red-tailed boa constrictor.
Yes.
Those are a little,
it was,
they're picky eaters, aren't they?
I never fed it. I was a teenager. So I would hold it.
Did it starve to death?
Well, I was living with my parents, of
course.
Oh,
your parents fed it. Okay.
Yes.
To be clear, Danielle didn't buy a snake and then just not
let
feed
it sit there. No, I never fed it because I always felt bad because you could hear the animal, yeah, the whole process. And but I would always hold it and walk around with it. So
yeah, no, that is cool. That is neat. So Adam's got these photographs. So my question to you, Adam, is when you're out there in the outdoors, you're taking a lot of these photographs that I'm seeing you take are photographs of wild animals. Oh, gosh, look at those beautiful. Look at that beautiful redhead. That's unbelievable. Or is that a bluebill?
Redhead.
It's a redhead. Yeah, that's a beautiful, beautiful picture of a duck. Now, here's my question. Every picture you've shown me, with the exception of the gosling and the snake, I guess, these are game animals to hunt, waterfowl.
Yep.
Has this shooting with a camera gotten you to think maybe I ought to try hunting? Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
My good friend PJ actually is a huge waterfowl hunter, and obviously Rob as well, but them two kind of fueled the fire to specifically shoot waterfowl because they always were talking to me about it. And honestly, for most of my life, I just assumed a duck was a duck. And until I saw them through the camera, you had no idea how many different kinds there are.
It
it's truly amazing.
Blows my mind. That is such a great point to make. Everybody around the state who's not interested in waterfowl at all or not interested in shooting photos or hunting waterfowl thinks of a duck as a mallard, right?
Yep. Yes.
Oh, mallards. Yeah, I see mallards. There are the most glorious. We get all the ducks here in Wisconsin, almost all of them we get here in Wisconsin. We've got mallards, which are the green-headed ones mm-hmm. that people think of when they think of a duck.
Yep.
We've got buffleheads, mergansers, teal, pintails, widgeon. We even get the sea ducks here, the scoters, the long tails.
Old squaw,
canvasbacks. I mean,
gorgeous.
And if you see these ducks up close, it will blow your mind.
Buffleheads.
Wood ducks are absolutely glorious. Buffleheads are gorgeous. He's got a picture of a bufflehead in there.
There's a bluebill.
Look at that. Nonstop photos over and over.
Oh my gosh, they're absolutely beautiful. And fish tacos. I'm so hungry, Danielle.
Me too.
What is wrong with me? Food is my favorite dish. I can't wait to talk about fish tacos. Adam Andler's going to wrap us up too on how to get involved with the Midwest Kayak Bass Club.
All right.
This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ever go wrong with Dolly Parton? That's what I would like
Never.
To know. That woman is an absolute icon. I mean, just her entire life, what an example of a human being she is. So fantastic. We should have her as a guest on Raised in Wisco.
We absolutely should.
That'd be wonderful. I mean, she's kind of like an idol of my daughter, Ella Rose. She sings Dolly Parton songs all the time. Folks, thank you so much for joining us on Raised in Wisco. You can hear us on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin, 13 of them, Saturdays at 11 a.m. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman next to me. Adam Andler from the Midwest Kayak and Bass Club are here. Our job is to be your tour guide through the outdoors of Wisconsin. Our job is to find that niche that's going to interest you in becoming a part of Wisconsin's greatest asset, the outdoors. You know, we've got a fantastic tourism industry here in Wisconsin. We love to share it. I know one thing that Danielle and I share in common is that we burst at the seams. We get so excited to get new people involved in the outdoors of Wisconsin. And the
Absolutely.
Reason we get so excited about that is we want them to experience the joy we get when we go into the outdoors and take what we get in the outdoors, whether it's foraged mushrooms, asparagus on the side of the road, sumac to make sumac tea, wild animals, the most organic type of eating you can have, fishing, you know, whatever you take from the field to the table at the end of the day is, you know, sustenance. And we can get our sustenance in Wisconsin literally from the outdoors all months of the year, which is so exciting. I want to talk about, you know, Adam Andler from the Midwest Kayak and Bass Club. Before we get to our recipe, how do you get involved if you want to take your sideways banana and raise it to the next level and enter bass fishing tournaments? How do you do it?
Well, the Midwest Kayak Bass Club has a Facebook page, and you can contact Jacob Ruff as well to get involved. All the tournaments are virtual, so all you need is a phone. You take a picture of the fish on the bump board. You submit it to an app called TourneyX. The fish goes right back in the water. There's no lugging them around in the live well. It's so much better for the fish. They get to go right back.
It takes a little faith in humanity, though. It takes a little trust to do that, doesn't it?
And, yes. And for everyone listening that do not know what a bump board is, a bump board is, I'm going to say like a 3-foot-long ruler with, it's bent up, so you put the nose of the fish right to the front of the bump where it comes out, and then you measure it from that way.
Yep.
And you have to have certain types of one for these clubs, correct?
Yeah.
One that do they provide it for you, or do you have to go out and buy it?
Usually you just need one from the brand Catch Products. That's the one that you have to use for these tournaments.
Because that's the certified bump board.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And okay. They're fairly cheap. I mean, $30-$40.
And let me guess, I bet you can get them at Sherpers.
You certainly can.
Adam Adler works at Sherpers. Little shameless plug on his part there. That's all right.
What I was thinking about where I bought my kayak was from Sherpers, because they had a kayak day where you can go out there and test all of the kayaks Joel Clayfish, so you can go out there and do that.
The demo days.
Demo days.
Yeah.
In a kayak.
Not demolition days. Demonstration,
yeah. Not demolition.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I will have to get over the little bit of fear that I have over the recurring dream of being suction cup stuck inside of a kayak.
That's such a weird dream.
Because I'm not afraid to swim. I'm a good swimmer. I was a lifeguard at Horeb Pool in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Oh, I used to swim in Horeb.
I was a lifeguard there probably when you were swimming there, Danielle. I mean, you're much younger than me, but you may have been swimming as a little kid.
Falling off the diving board?
Yes.
It was me.
Well, I had...
Because I could not do it.
I had two rescues in my career at Horeb Pool, and they were both from kids who went off the diving board and couldn't swim. Yep. After they do it. I think they can stand in the water.
I've been rescued once, and that was when I was in the Virgin Islands on St. Thomas, and the current just took me out, and I can't swim.
Why on earth would you be in the ocean if you cannot swim?
Because I
Why do you go kayaking
tough?
If you can't swim?
Because if you live with your fears, you got to overcome them. If you
okay,
keep doing
overcoming
that,
fears is one thing, but you don't do something you can't. That's like, oh, I'm going to overcome my fears and pilot
no,
a plane. I don't know how, but I'm overcoming a fear.
Yep, we're going to
pilot
it.
A plane. Let's
just
do it, baby.
Walking past.
Kelvin's grabbing his head.
Why are you drunk, Kelvin? But
oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm all for tackling your fears, but you think you'd learn how to swim before
okay,
you
and
tackle,
then
tackle
you,
the fear of swimming.
You can float out there, and it's very easy to float out there. So
well,
I was
obviously
like,
not
I
easy
was
enough
floating.
If you had to be saved.
I was floating, and then all next thing I know, I turn around, and I'm very far away.
Just like
and
a
I'm
bobber.
Just like, hello,
oh,
I need
no
help.
Goodness.
And some people from Sapphire Beach Bar came out.
Were you scared?
I mean, for a little bit, but...
Danielle.
Hey, it happened. Look, I am alive.
Fine. Yeah, it's fine. You young kids, you don't know. Oh, gosh, you take risks. I'm not saying don't take risks in life. I alligator hunt, okay? Obviously, I take risks. But take you know, measured risks, I guess.
Hey, it happens.
Let's not do that again without a life jacket on, okay, Danielle?
If I did it again, and I swam back. I had people
around
me.
Well, then you can swim.
Well, ish. I swam for like
okay, when it
I
comes
swam
to
for
things
like
swimming,
and then I stopped.
Parachuting,
and I swam again.
Flying a plane, there should be no ish next to it. It should, oh, goodness sakes. What? Tell me about these fish tacos.
These
we got to get to
tacos.
The food because I need to hear about the food because
so
that's what our show is about.
These fish tacos I made when I actually went bass fishing, and I tried bass for not really my first time, but first time of making it myself.
Okay.
So. The key was the sauce. So for the sauce, you would mix together mayo, sour cream, lime juice,
ooh,
sriracha,
okay, I'm
garlic
with you so
powder,
far. Excellent,
smoked paprika, and salt. Mix it all together.
I love the smoked paprika. It's just really hard to light. There's my dad joke for the week, Kelvin.
That
you know,
nice
I wish
one.
Kelvin's mic was on the whole time because we could hear him laughing in there. He does laugh at my jokes, which I appreciate.
He does. And now for the
well, that,
for the
make
oh,
it
fish
quick.
Batter, you could do the beer batter or just put it in the oven for baked.
That
whatever.
Sounds amazing.
We'll use that.
Love that sauce. Adam Adler, Midwest Kayak and Bass Club, thank you so much for joining us, folks. If you want to try it, I would encourage you to do so. I would not encourage you to do what Danielle did and go swimming if you don't know how to swim.
You have to keep trying.
We love you listening on all your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. This is Raised in Wisco, Saturdays at 11 a.m. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. See you.
Choice of men that I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus,
who is really diverting money from FEMA. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.